Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I will always give you guys the news, even if it is not of my opinion. And I have been very, very mixed on intermittent fasting. And one of the reasons why I've been mixed with intermittent fasting, even though I think it works for some, is I am a little nervous about if it could put one at risk for diabetes. And with intermittent fasting, that's where somebody can go for a period of time with not eating. And then in the hours in which they can eat, they eat whatever they want. So, like, for some people, it might be a, I don't know, like a, okay, so like in a 24-hour time period, like a 14 and 10 or a 16 and 8, where you don't eat for 16 full hours, but then you can eat whatever you want in an 8-hour time period. So some people who intermittent fast, let's say, will eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but then they won't eat from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next day, and they intermittent fast that way. Some may do it longer, or they skip a whole day. My concern with that is because so many of my patients and people I know who ended up getting diabetes were only one meal a day eaters. I was hesitant, and I was reluctant on giving that advice. And I remember seeing my father. He'd only eat one time a day. And he'd eat a lot that one time. So he's not eating all day long. And then he only has his one meal. And I thought that probably really messed up his pancreas and he ended up getting diabetes. Because your body, or a lot of bodies, now not everybody's the same, but a lot of bodies need that little bit of energy every few hours. Just like babies eat every couple hours. And then you metabolize it. You deal with that. You don't need to have excess insulin. You don't have to have all this extra food that doesn't get burned, that goes to fat. So I was a little nervous about intermittent fasting. Well, now we have a study. And again, it's my job to tell you guys the studies. It's not all about what I think. But now we have a study saying intermittent fasting can reverse type 2 diabetes. Now, that's huge. Especially since I think for some, intermittent fasting could cause the diabetes. So what's going on? Well, I'll tell you. So in this study, they say fasting for 5 days at a time could help people reverse type 2 diabetes. It is the 5-2 diet, where you fast on alternate days or eat within an 8-hour window each day to lose weight. They say the strict regimen involves 5 days of eating only 840 calories a day, followed by 10 days of eating normally. Now, you're still getting food. You're just not getting a lot of calories. So it's not necessarily the you don't eat anything but only one meal a day. Unless that 840 calories is one meal. The foods on offer for each meal during the fasting period included a nutritional rice, a meal replacement cookie, black beans, maize, oats, fruit, and vegetables. Among 36 people on this diet for 3 months, almost half managed to reverse their type 2 diabetes and remain free of it a year later. Now, that's huge. But it is a small study, only 36 people. And we don't know if the blood sugar did end up returning or if they still had other sequelae from the days where they ate more. But this was a trial led by University of Newcastle in the UK, where half people were put on very low-calorie soups and shakes to drop their blood sugar. But then they got to, for 10 days, eat. They did that for 5 days, and then for 10 days got to eat what they wanted. So there's a lot of questions. Well, when they ate what they wanted, did they do hamburgers and french fries? Or did they go, you know what, I think I'm going to make some healthy choices? Half tried the intermittent fasting diet for 3 months. The others ate normally. And the 36 people who did that diet lost 13 pounds. The others lost 0.6 pounds on average. 3 months after completing the diet, 17 of the 36 had reversed their type 2 diabetes. Only one of the 36 who ate their usual diet reversed their diabetes. So I don't even know if we could count that one, because what did they do different? How do you reverse your diabetes when you eat normally? Unless they didn't eat normally. After a year after the diet, 16 of those 36 still were in remission, 44% of their diabetes. So that's pretty significant. The 5-2 diet is where you restrict your calories to 500 to 600 a day for 2 days a week and then eat as normal for the remaining 5 days. The other weight loss is the 16-8 intermittent fasting. Some studies think that improves blood sugar control, boosts brain function, helps us live longer. I am okay with that if during that 8 hours you're eating healthy and you're not just eating one meal. The problem is people are hungry. They get hungry and then they eat, because how eating works is your mouth sends signals, your eyes, nose, all that food's coming. Your pancreas has to release a bunch of insulin, expecting the food. This is why you get hungry after a diet soda. Your tongue is going, whoa, this is super sweet, guys. We got a lot of sugar coming down the pike. You kick off a bunch of insulin, and then what ends up happening is it's a sugar substitute. It's fake food. So now you have all the circulating insulin going, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? And then you end up getting hungry. And then you eat more, or your metabolism slows, because then your pancreas is like, wait a second, guys, that wasn't real food. Everybody hold up until we get some real food. Just don't slow down, everybody slow down. So, you know, these are things that are kind of things to think about. But if you're doing the 16-8 and you eat from 10 to 6 or 9 to 5, I've always told people, don't be eating past 5 p.m. So if you have breakfast or something small at 9, a little lunch at 1, 2, your dinner at 5, yeah, you could lose weight. But if you're having a midnight snack, not going to work. 1-877-DR-KELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a Forbes Advisor survey is finding that Americans are going to be giving less gifts. With inflation and everything going on, people are kind of rethinking what they're going to be doing this holiday. And even though shopping is still going to be record numbers because our population is growing each year, what they buy and what they spend is going to differ and who they give gifts to. And I'm going to kind of walk you through. You need to know who you're buying for when you do a gift. And if you know who you're buying for, you could save a bunch of money. So we're going to talk about that. So first and foremost, let's look at this survey. Here's some of the takeaways. 51% of holiday shoppers right now are going to buy fewer gifts per person this year. They need to cope with the high inflation. They're going to be cautious. They're going to be using credit cards for purchases. 33% plan to pay off their credit card balances in full, but others are like, no. Plus, some think that maybe credit card balances are going to be next after student loan debt. So you might have some big spenders. I just wouldn't count on the government writing off credit card debt. That could be a mess. 74% of consumers will purchase traditional physical gifts this holiday season. Some shoppers plan to make homemade presents. 25% are going to do homemade presents, which means one of those fruit loaves. Or give experiences. 21%. So I could do that. I could tell my husband that I will give him an experience. Probably like, I'd rather have the gift card. That's only good if your experience you could give. No, but I get it. You know, like with the family. I'm like, you guys want to go to Disneyland? You know, Disneyland for us, you know, used to be a great holiday gift. You know, and everybody was happy, but yeah, I like experiences. 15% opened a new credit card in preparation for holiday shopping, meaning maybe they maxed their other ones. 64% of those new cardholders did so to earn rewards, cash back, or a welcome bonus. So basically the gist of this is our shopping is changing. People are doing things differently. You know, one thing that I'm doing very differently is wedding gifts. When people register for a wedding gift, you have an amount in your head that you want to spend. But by the time tax and shipping comes into it, you're like, okay, well, wait a second. I'm not going to get credit for that tax or shipping. They're just going to remember that I only paid for the $200 thing. So I like putting money in the honeymoon account or the honey pot or whatever, so that if I want to give $250, they got that $250. So I like to do gift cards. I like to do I like to do gifts where I'm not getting screwed over on the shipping, even though today is National Free Shipping Day, because you don't get credit for that. You know, and so I think a lot of people, when they see the extra fees, they're like, no, you know, I'd rather do a gift card. And the other thing, too, is sometimes a $50 gift card can go a hell of a long way than you buying, let's say, $60 worth of books. People like books, but they might not realize that was $60 worth. Yeah, you give them a $50 gift card, like, damn, that's $50. Now, gift cards are changing. Because a $5 coffee gift card doesn't go as far as it used to. I used to, for offices, when there would be like 30 employees in that office, not my office, but a friend's office, if I wanted to bring a gift, I would get $35 gift cards. Throw them in a basket, put some candy or whatever, and then everybody got a little gift card, which is really, really cool. Well, now $5 doesn't even, I think, buy you a half a cup of coffee. So that's making people change. And we're going to be talking about, you know, gifts and you know, gifts that can be inexpensive later on this week. But what I want to bring up now is, if you're going holiday shopping, figure out who you're shopping for. A lot of you guys buy gifts wrong. And what you do is, one, you buy what you think you would like. Remember Homer Simpson bought his wife a bowling ball? My husband bought me, when we were first dating, waders for fly fishing. Now, fly fishing's cool, but I was expecting a little bit more of a romantic gift. I couldn't use the waders because he didn't really plan a fly fishing trip. So I have these waders that I really have nothing to wear them for. So he bought them because he likes them, and that's fine because I like to fish, but I can't use it because we're not going on a fly fishing trip. So you need to, one is, you know, just because you like it, or like I love the color blue. So everything I buy people is blue. But what if they don't like blue? So you got to kind of know what they want. But what I really want to talk about is, well, you need to know what it is that the person you're buying, what are they really looking for? So you have some individuals where they just want a gift. Doesn't matter what the gift is. They just need to know that you gave them a gift. This could be, you know, people you work with. This could be loved ones. This could be. So for those of you that are like, you know what, I'll just do a gift card. That might not work for them, even though that may be a very high value gift card. If they want the emotional part of that gift, you got to figure that out with that person before you spend money. And it could be a small little trinket. That will make so much more, will mean so much more to them than a $100 gift certificate. So, one, know who you're buying for. Is it just about they want a memento of you, or they just want something to know you care? That doesn't have to be very expensive. Now, if you're buying for somebody where it is about the money, and it is about the amount, that's when I would do a gift card. Or, you get a gift, because people will check to see how much it was worth. Get a gift that usually does run high, that you got on sale, so when they do look it up, they see, oh, okay, you spent $75 on that or whatever. But you see how you have to really know who you're buying for? Because I think there's a lot of wasted money, wasted gifts. I see this a lot of time. You have some people that aren't creative, like, you know what, I'll send a basket. Sending a basket is some of the most wasted money, unless you know that that person wants that basket. But how many times have I been into people's offices around Christmas time, and you see 20 baskets up against the wall? They don't know who brought them, or if they did, oh, it's another basket that gets thrown against the wall. Well, if you spent $200 on that basket, because baskets are expensive, you didn't get your longevity out of it. Another gift I did was I would get these, like, go to Bath and Body Works and get these, like, soaps and that they could use in the bathroom. And they'd be all different flavors and colors or whatever. And then I would come in, and each of them cost about $5. So I would come in with 30 of them, nice $150 basket, again, with some goodies and things like that. Everybody got to take something home, and it was something they got to pick. Really, it was only $5 a person, but it went a long way. So, let's say you have somebody who wants to know, let's say it's someone you're dating, and they want to know that you really think about them, that you really get them. Well, they're into coffee. As I've said this before, get a mug, maybe personalized, get some of their favorite coffee or some gourmet coffee, put some little candies or other things around it in a little basket or a little bag. That's more personal. Anybody who knows me, I love Lord of the Rings. So if somebody gets me something that's Lord of the Ring-ish, I don't care how much it costs, it means they get me. There was one boyfriend that bought me a dahlia. It was just one flower. And I thought that was flipping cool. Because one, that means he knew my name. Okay? Oops, right? Number two is, dahlias aren't that common. Which means he took some time. I don't care how much he spent. He didn't have to, because I'm not really into, don't spend a lot of money on me. I'm not into jewelry. Don't be buying me jewelry, I'll just lose it. But that was pretty damn cool. So things with meaning. Yeah, everybody goes, oh God, it's so hard, you know, to buy for my girlfriend or for my boyfriend or whatever. Like, you know, I mean, sometimes a poem, you know, taking them out. But you might have some that really need to have that object. I told you guys, Valentine's Day is the worst holiday. People hate that holiday. Because if you are dating somebody who's at work and needs to have something on their desk because everybody else is getting big teddy bears and flowers, you're spending hundreds of dollars and it might still pale in comparison if your teddy bear isn't as big. Or if it's too big. If it's too big, oh my God, you're embarrassing me. So no, have that conversation. I know everybody's like, oh, no, they want to be surprised. They're going to be mad if I have that conversation. No, it is better to have that conversation and err on the side of caution than to spend money on something that was a waste of money and it didn't go far. And just a simple look, I want to get something you like. Oh, don't get me anything. Well, if you do that, then I'm going to buy you a scorpion as a pet. Get me, you know, you better give me some ideas now. So 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. When the woman crashed my car, it made me
feel free, free, free. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Rich Johnson. One more time for the Federal Reserve on what we expect will be another interest rate hike. We'll know the details later this afternoon. The work to fund the federal government past Friday continues on Capitol Hill, both sides in the Senate putting different spins on it. Democrat Chuck Schumer says a framework for a deal is in place.
We still have a long way to go, but a framework is a big step in the right direction.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's still good with either a short or long-term spending measure. It's the 10th anniversary of the mass shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. 20 kids and 6 educators were killed. Former President Barack Obama calls it the single darkest day of his presidency. World Cup semifinal coming up. It's France and Morocco. The winner will play Argentina for the cup itself on Sunday. A third place game on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Aaron Rodgers has been in the news a lot. I think he was saying he might take the rest of the season off, and then I think he changed his mind. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I haven't been following the Packers that much. And usually I do, but when I don't win money on them, I don't really follow them. Definitely been watching and following the Bills. Not so much the Bucks lately. The Bucks haven't been doing that well. I was following the Dolphins until last week. Vikings have been doing amazing. Thank you, Vikings. But one thing Aaron Rodgers has brought up this week is his ayahuasca. Now, do you guys know what that is? Ayahuasca, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is a hallucinogenic tea. He says it helped him overcome his fear of death. And he has admitted to using it in 2020 and 2021. He says it helped him overcome his fears. Now, he doesn't look like he fears death. Man, especially when those linemen coming at him. But apparently even quarterbacks, MVP quarterbacks, seem to have fears. Even though Michael Jordan loved his Gatorade, Yogi Berra his Yoo-hoo, Aaron Rodgers is Ayahuasca. It's a South American psychoactive brew. It's been used in spiritual medicine. But the reigning NFL MVP endorses it on his latest appearance at the Pat McAfee Show. He told the former Colts punter and his old Packers teammate, A.J. Hawk, that he no longer fears death because of this tea. He says, I definitely had a fear of death. And ayahuasca, mushrooms, actually helped me with that. Relieved a lot of stress around the idea of needing to accomplish things before I actually die. Now, I mean, he is pretty accomplished already. I mean, he's number 12. What's got to be hard for him is when you see a number 12, you think Tom Brady. You don't necessarily think Aaron Rodgers, unless, of course, you're a Packer fan. He is a four-time MVP and former Super Bowl champion. One of the most well-known athletes. But he's, you know, during a time when Tom Brady's out there. He said the tripping while he was on it helped him see the other side, making the idea of death more of a passage and less of an ending. He says it's more of just kind of the next chapter of life. He said, I did ayahuasca in 2020, and I won two MVPs. I don't believe that's a coincidence. I don't really believe it's coincidence. I believe in science and synchronicities, he says, and I really feel like that what that allowed me to do is have a greater love for the game that I play, greater love for my teammates, and I had maybe my best season of my career in 2020, and then followed up last year with an even greater integration of a lot of those lessons. Now, I don't know if that gets picked up on drug screens. I don't know if those, it doesn't sound like they're banned substances, if he's really open about it. But you're not supposed to be, I didn't think you were supposed to be taking any supplements or anything like that to performance enhance. A medical grade version may become available to Americans within the next decade. Filament Health, a Canadian psychedelic drug company, has created a medicinal form of the psychedelic that can be taken orally as a pill. They want to get this medical grade version through the FDA in 2023. So that is fascinating. You know, when you go to WebMD, they say it's an herbal drink that was used in certain rituals in countries in the Amazon. It has chemicals that may affect the brain and might be unsafe. Ayahuasca comes from the words ayah, meaning, spirit or soul, and huasca, rope or vine. That's in the Quechua language. It's often made from plants from the Banisteriopsis caapi and the Psychotria viridis. They believe that these chemicals relieve depression and improve mood. People want to study it for suicide prevention, depression, grief, many other conditions. We don't have a lot of scientific evidence, however, on that. According to WebMD, it is possibly unsafe because its chemicals could cause hallucinations, tremors, dilated pupils, increased blood pressure, nausea, vomiting. There have been life-threatening side effects and death linked to its use. Again, different strokes for different folks. It doesn't mean everybody. But right now, they say it's probably unsafe, not supposed to be taken when pregnant or breastfeeding. If you have bipolar, you should not take bipolar. And it can interact with a bunch of medications you're on. Because it could be changed by the liver and interfere with medications that go through the liver. It's an herbal drink, so we don't know how much you're getting. It has the chemical dimethyltryptamine, which might be unsafe. So, you know, where does something that is known to be unsafe all of a sudden become medically applicable? Well, just like marijuana. Marijuana was deemed unsafe until some people said, hold on a second, guys, there's something to this. So, number one, it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, marijuana is going to give them a heart attack. It's going to give them psychosis. It's going to mess them up. For other people, marijuana might be the wonder cure. Same thing with this. For some, depending on their body, depending on their genes, they might have heart disease from it. Or arrhythmias, or who knows. But for other people, it may be exactly what they need for their depression. So it's up to scientists or pharmaceutical companies to extract, find a dose that's not overly dangerous, come up with the side effects and the warnings, present it to the FDA, and show proof if it works or not. Now, I am a huge fan of us looking to what we have naturally out there and figure out what we could use, because obviously civilizations have lived for centuries using what God has created on this earth, which means we have things that at our disposal that maybe we just haven't studied. So I want us to study them. But I also want us to understand that just because marijuana is legal doesn't mean it helps everybody. Just, you know, alcohol, Coca-Cola. I mean, we have foods out there that many people go, well, it helps my nausea, it helps this, it helps that. But it could also cause other effects. What's also fascinating is the concept of Aaron Rodgers fearing death. I had told you guys, I fear death less, not thinking it's the end and the end all. Believing that our time on earth is temporary because we have bigger and better things to do. And God will have job. Like I said, the meaning of life is this is a job interview or an internship. God's watching us and he's trying to figure out what he needs us for. My uncle, who died when he was 13 in the 1950s, who was an absolute angel, his life was cut short. Maybe it's because God needed him. He's like, you know what? You're perfect. I don't need you to go through the trials and tribulations of middle age and you know, being a senior citizen. I need you now, and I need you for this. So I think he's up there, and he's doing work or in another dimension. Knowing that, and again, some of you might say, nope, I just believe when it's over, and it's just all black, and it is the end of the tape, and that's it. But for many of us, we're like, no. And it does give you a calm. Whenever anybody is fearful of death, I do pray with them, and I do talk to them about prayer. I don't care if you're Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Episcopalian, Catholic, Mormon, I don't care. But having that spirituality does help you, you know, move forward. And death doesn't have to be an end. It could be a forward move if there is life after death, but a different life. So, I wish I knew, you know, all the only proof we have are people who died and then were resuscitated and came back, said they saw light, said they saw Jesus, said they saw another world. Yeah. So I believe there's something. 1-877-DOCTOR-TELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have a little bit of breaking news. It looks like the Federal Reserve has increased interest rates. We knew this was going to happen. And they increased interest rates by half a point. They say the central bank confirms smaller hike with inflation finally showing signs of slowing after 4 straight 0.75 point rises. So Wednesday's increase, which is today, was the 7th this year, set rates at 4.25 to 4.5%, which is the highest it's been in 15 years. As a result, we now have the Dow Jones down 360 points, NASDAQ down 147 points. So they're trying to slow down inflation by having people buy less, by bringing prices, bringing interest rates up. And the hike was smaller than it's been, but still is an increase. They want to increase borrowing costs for businesses and consumers. Chair Jerome Powell is leading the central bank. And he's trying to tamp down inflation and try to prevent the recession. They say triggering a recession, even though we've technically been in one. And he said there is going to be some pain for Americans as the feds try to cool off the market. President Biden had said yesterday that he does expect us to have issues with the economy and inflation deep into next year, probably the end of next year. Now, the Consumer Price Index showed inflation still remains high, but it has fallen below its recent peak of 9.1% in June. The data in both October and November show a reduction in price increases, a welcome reduction according to Powell, but the feds need to see substantially more evidence to be assured inflation is trending down. So November's 7.1% annual inflation rate, still higher than hell, but lower than what economists had expected. And it is the lowest 12-month increase since December 2021. And keep in mind, the administration has to spin it in as good a light as possible. My issue with what's going on is I want to feel that inflation is going to go down, and I want to feel that prices are going to go down. But what I'm seeing, because I talk to business owners, is they have to pay a buttload in labor. And wages have had to go up. Health insurance is going up. Insurance is going up. And if wages don't go down, if they can't rescind the bonuses and the pay increases, they can't change their prices. And their prices are going to still have to remain high. So I am for us revamping how we do the minimum wage, because nobody can really live on $7.25 an hour right now. But many places have now had to pay a minimum of 15. If that really was a 100% jump for them and their prices have doubled, then when are they going to bring those prices? They might bring those, scale those prices back a little bit, but maybe not enough for what we need. So I'm no economist, but I go into a restaurant and I see how expensive it is. And I understand restaurant fees do have to, you know, it is related to the food. It is related to the extra cost they have, regulations. But if they have to, especially, they can't just, you know, like when I was waiting tables, I think my base was like $2 an hour, well below minimum wage at four something an hour because I got tips. Well, now that most state laws are saying, look, it doesn't matter if they get tips or not, you pay them based on, you still pay the minimum wage. Well, now restaurant prices are going up, and we see that. If fast food has to pay their workers, who they were paying seven an hour, all $15 an hour, the money's got to get taken in by consumers. So I am hoping inflation goes down. I am hoping we get this figured out. You guys might understand the economy better in terms of, you know, driving up the cost of credit card debt, mortgages, auto loans, student loans. If we're using credit cards to pay for food and basic goods, we're paying more because of the higher interest rates. Maybe your credit card might lower the interest rate, but I don't see the cost of a lot of things going down. Now, what will possibly happen is these places might provide coupons. I notice in the salon world, all right, prices are going up ridiculously, and I don't see them going back down ever. But maybe what some people will do is say, look, we're going to offer coupons, or we'll offer discounts. This way, if they still can't cover labor costs, they could always stop the discount. It's really hard to raise prices, but it's easier to raise prices than allow discounts. So it's really tricky. For business owners, they're struggling. And for consumers, they're struggling even more. So prices might go down, but not go down a lot. The other thing, too, is if they don't get a hold of a crime. If the average Walmart is now going to have to be completely under lock and key, and they are going to hire extra staff to unlock that particular cabinet for you to get a product, that's going to cost money. So inflation will not go down to the degree we need to if we don't figure out how to streamline labor costs and stop crime. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. We're being told that early humans walked upright in trees, not on the ground. They said humans became bipedal as they spent more time on land. That was the original thought. Now they're saying, no, this happened in the trees. And we walked on two legs in trees. It's not that we were on the ground and walked upright. So bipedalism is the long-held belief on why we walk upright today. That our ancestors were forced to come down out of the trees, spend more time on the land. Because millions of years ago, there were shrinking tropical forests, expanding savannas, so primates had to adapt their movements to find food. And it was really, really hard to walk on all fours, so we had to learn how to walk on legs. But now a new study disputes this. It says our ancestors were already walking on up in the trees. That's fascinating to me. A team from the University of Kent studied savanna chimpanzees in Isa, Tanzania for 15 months. They discovered the population actually spent more time upright while walking in trees than walking on the ground. Now, this is studied in the journal Science Advances, and it showed the chimps spent the same amount of time on two legs in dense or scarce vegetation. When they compared this with findings of previous research involving chimpanzees who lived in a forest, they discovered close resemblance between their movements. I mean, maybe we did swing from the trees. I'm still confused because of the whole Adam and Eve thing. I mean, I saw, you know, my little Bible book, and Adam and Eve, you know, didn't look like monkeys. They looked like Adam and Eve, you know, boobies and everything. But, you know, maybe, you know, how I try to reconcile it is maybe when God created the world in 6 days, each day was like millions of years. You know? I mean, you know, day could have been differently. So, you know, I don't know. I think it is fascinating. I think, you know, we have adapted. I think we have evolved. And I'm so blown away by carbon dating, how they could figure out how something is, you know, that many millions of years old. But we, you know, our life in the trees, you know, it's interesting. When I watch these movies and, you know, somebody's trying to escape, just like Hunger Games, they escaped in the trees. I think we need to get our tree abilities back. I'm a little nervous because we had a friend's kid climb a tree, fell, hit his head, bled, and died. But I really think trees provide a lot of protection from animals, and we don't really climb trees anymore. We got out of the trees, but maybe we need to figure out how to go back to the trees, like a treehouse. We don't do treehouses anymore. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.